says in Parshas Kisei, "Vayikire shorachiko oyasi oyizochim." Don't see your friend, Shor. Don't say on Yizochim. See them more straight before Lampin Yem, and you should hide your eyes. You shape the Shibin Lachicha. You turn them to your brother. In Loikor of Achicha, in Echo, as your brother, you can't find, you don't know who the one who lost the object is. Bring the object into your house. You hold your imcha. I should be with you at Kisha Kisha. I told the sweet friend who lost it, the brother, you need to send the person that you lost it. He keeps it out, but she gives him and return it to him. The parasha is plain meaning, obviously, is talking about the mitzvah of Hashem is the beta. The person has to be very careful and respectful today to make sure that the person somehow loses an object. You should be giving a couple with it, you should try to get it back to the person. And even if it's at the cost of keeping it in the house and watching it and taking care of it for a amount of time, that's your chiyuv until you make sure that it gets through to the right owner. Well, the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh over here, Darshan's Darsha, he learned it off as a remez to a tremendous, tremendous story. This is the story over here. He's making us aware of the tremendous skill, the tremendous responsibility. The Sirah Shurachicha, the Sirah here is talking to the people, to the right people.
Hello.
The Sirah was telling us, telling these great people, people of awful means, people who know how to do it, to keep Sirah short. Sure, he says, referring to people who are like behemoths, or like animals. They're called them sure because their life is being led by the animalistic side of them. Achicha, Shuhu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Oyrim Nitochim, Azeach Oyrim Nitochim, Achicha Lehem. Somebody who's oibim to Hashem, these people who are like sure, they're oibim to Hashem. They're oibim to Hashem, they're anita, they're lost. The Torah tells the tremendous story here that we see the shore of Achicha, the shore of your friend, who's the Achicha, is the Ibn Shalaylam, who happens to be very close with the Tzaddikim. The tzaddik sees the shore of Achicha, the shore of his friend, Achicha Yehid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The shore is referring to Hashem's children who are acting like shore, like behemoth. And the tzaddik sees this. What should be his response? How does he deal with such a situation? The Torah tells him, Hoshe Tishidei. He turned him. Get him back to the right path. Return him and bring him close to Avinu Shemayim, Hashem, Peshitim, Achicha. Return him back. His goal has to be to return him back to his Father in Heaven, to your brother, to the village from who you're close with. The Torah continues, though, we have a big love of Achicha. The Torah is referring to the goal of the Acharon. When your friend, your brother, the Ereshim is far from us. It's a tremendous distance. Because the Baruch has distanced himself very much further away from us. And the Yedatoi, the Kate Mashiach, the Tom Mashiach is not known to us. It's not known to us. It's hidden from us. Asasta, Tosh Pitecho, bring this child, the shores, this animalistic person, bring him to the Beis Echol, to the Beis HaMedrash. Bilam Peo, or to Chaim, teach him the way of life in the Beis HaMedrash, Yishko and Oral, the Yachim, the Oires, teach him the right path, show him the way, show him the true meaning and the sweetness of Yishkaim, the sweetness of the Torah is, the sweetness of the tremendous ability to learn and to find the Sifat Hashem. until the father of your brother, when you learn from speaks about, and then you turn that soul, and you make sure that he gets back and you banish forever. The Torah here, according to Rav Chaim, is adhering us, and pushing us, encouraging us, that those who know, those who understand, is a tremendous responsibility, especially at the time of Zman HaGalus, while it's doing the best so far. And when there could be a very large amount of people that are lost to Yiddishkeit, Rashi voice says, we have a responsibility of it. Those who know the path, and I'm sure the Rechaim means a lot of those who are close to God, those who have their understanding, and those who have the clarity and understanding of the way of the right way of life, they have a responsibility for us that we can't just put aside. We have a responsibility to show the way. How do we do it, we say? Bring them to the Torah. And she's saying, well, do us the sacrifice. The first step to Tshuva, this is showing the way. Show them the Emes. Show them the light. Give them a taste of the Or HaTorah. I always go over the story. Where people who are always here in Eretz Yisrael, the Agadim, the Kitzes, the Leib Steinman, they should be well, and they have asked him to go to the Torah, Leib Steinman. They asked him that we have these people that were way, you know, Siloimim, the Kitzes of Hashem, but not only that, they have arguments, we try to bring them in, we try to get these conventions, we try to set up meetings, we try to set up producers, they have these arguments, have philosophical arguments with us. Should we go? We're planning now to train these people, these young Talmidei Chachamim, who are the only people that we want to train them. And these are how to deal with these difficult questions in Yiddishkeit, in Hashkafis. We want to set up classes for these Talmidei. How should we do it exactly? And Shlomo Shneimer told him, I have the answer for you. Kama. Oh, the name of the professor who teaches the Kama. No, Baba Kama. The test of Baba Kama. Sit and learn with them the test of Baba Kama. You sit and learn Torah. Sit and learn Gemara, Talmud Bavli. Sit and learn Gemara. It opens the eye. It brings a favor to Hashem. How does it work? Philosophically, we don't understand it. There's a tremendous, tremendous kolach in the Kiddush Medrash, in the Kiddush of Torah, in the Kiddush of Torah Shabbat there, to turn on the Neshama and to clarify all, because there's no questions. They learn about the teeth to these questions in Baba Kama and understand the Torah. It'll be Masim Lamutim Shema Or Shema Masim Lamutim. And this is a tremendous lesson about our responsibility to those who know the path, those who understand the right way, to reach out, Rabbi Sai, to shore up that animalistic person who doesn't understand what's right, but he happens to be the son of your friend, your dear brother, the Ibrahim Shalom. I think we can learn another lesson that's going to end for us, Rabbi Sai, that we're holding the Mea Chuvah of this, we're holding the days when we also want to get back. And some of us don't have the opportunity, we want to know what to do now. What safer should we learn? Where should we go? Maybe to listen to the Kiddush Shmuz of Agribus and listen to the Kiddush Shmuz to turn us on. We don't want to know a tremendous answer, but I take out a Baba Kama. Go to the base medrash. You don't have so much time in the day. Some time in Elul, maybe a half hour. Get a producer. Learn from Jerry, but it turns on the Shama, but it gets the Shama excited. It helps us start to return back. Shuvah is about return. We want to go return. We have to know where. We don't know how to return. We have to care. We have to have the light. We know which path we should take. That's Torah, by side. Torah returns us. Torah gives us the light. The arch of Israel, the mutzah of Israel. She didn't want people to say, I'm going to love Israel. I'm going to love Israel. I'm going to love Israel. I'm going to love Israel.